Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has been listening to a batch of new CDs, and he says the one that most caught his ear is by the young New York tenor saxophonist Patrick Zimmerle. Kevin has a review.
One reason there are more copycats than innovators in jazz is, almost a century into the music's history, it's not easy to hit on good ideas someone hasn't claimed already. Bad ideas are always with us, but let's not get into that. Still, no matter what new ideas a musician brings to jazz, every new approach recycles old stuff. That's how we can hear it's jazz and not something else. Take, for example, the music of saxophonist Patrick Zimmerle, which seems very untraditional on first hearing. That's Patrick Zimmerle's quartet on his CD Explosion from the feisty Canadian label Songlines. Tenor saxophones usually play shapely melodies that move in little steps. Zimmerle likes jagged, wide intervals instead. Guitarist Ben Maunder mostly avoids the usual slinky jazz chords. Electric bassist Stomu Takeishi doesn't walk four beats to the bar like a typical jazz bass player. And his brother, drummer Satoshi Takeishi, doesn't play light swinging patterns on open cymbals. He specializes in the opposite, tight, clipped sounds that allow for fast changes of direction. Yet for all that, they still deal with fixed forms and chord progressions like good jazz traditionalists. It doesn't always swing exactly, but the disjointed parts come together to make their own kind of momentum. Zimmerle borrows one good idea from older jazz musicians. He plays a couple of familiar tunes to help listeners get a fix on what he's up to. One of them is the old Miles Davis vehicle, Seven Steps to Heaven. It highlights one thing the quartet is interested in, tempos that keep changing from one phrase to another. Most jazz rhythm sections allow for minute variations in the basic pulse. It's part of the rhythmic quality we call swing. Zimmerle, as usual, takes an element of jazz language and greatly exaggerates it. The other standard Patrick Zimmerle plays on his CD is Where or When by Rodgers and Hart. Conventional wisdom says ballads are the real test of a jazz musician, and for once, conventional wisdom is right. If a player has soul, this is where it'll come out, and this is where Zimmerle proves he really is interested in old-fashioned jazz values. Where or When is the last tune on his CD, for those listeners who hadn't figured out where he stands already.
Kevin Whitehead is living in Amsterdam this year, working on a book. He reviewed Explosion, the new CD by saxophonist Patrick Zimmerle, on the Songlines label. This is Fresh Air.